everybody. This is Danny Johnson. We actually just 30 minutes ago finished our spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life call that started at 5 p.m. Pacific, ended at 6:30. It was a powerful, powerful call. If you were not on that call, I know that right now you have a little sinking feeling in your spirit of regret. You can find that call tomorrow in the members area, in the members area at DannyJohnson.com. I highly recommend write that down immediately. You will hear a call that is concerning the how to be prepared for 2007, how to be prepared to accomplish the things that you set out to accomplish for 2007. So I encourage you to do that. For those of you, this is your very first call with us. My name is Danny Johnson. And prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where my parents were drug addicts and my father was violently abusive. Did not have a lot of confidence nor any dreams of any grand things I would do with my life other than hopefully get married, have a functional marriage, and maybe about 3 kids. I exceeded that goal. I am married and have 5 children, 2 grandchildren, still 4 kids in the house. And I feel blessed that God has given my husband and I a chance to be able to become entrepreneurs in our teens and be able to become millionaires in our 20s. Now, I went literally from totally, completely broke and failing miserably until I had invested into a training seminar that really began the equipping process to teach me how to first earn a 6-figure income and then go on to earn a 7-figure income. That first training seminar cost me a lot of money. I had plans prior to. It wasn't the best timing. And yet the person that told me about it said that if you don't go, you're going to fail miserably, so you might as well quit now. I had already been failing for 6 months with 0 results and 0 income. And that sent a fear, a shrill down my spine. And I borrowed the money, changed the plans, and plugged into that training seminar. My first 8 days after applying that information made $4,000. The next month, $11,000, then $15,000, then just under $21,000. Ran off. I got married on a whim. The man that I married wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt and $2.03 to my name. 50 pounds overweight. My business had been stolen out from under me. I had no income. I was 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar. Destitute the month of December, and I'm telling you, totally, completely devastated. I want you to imagine you've got this check of $21,000 after just a few months working a business, and all of a sudden you lose it all. I mean, we're talking, wanted to end my life, quite honestly. That's the truth. I wanted it all to be over. After several weeks of being completely homeless, found a job as a cocktail waitress, and after several weeks of doing that, I got real sick and tired of my self-pity and my whining, and I decided to take the tools that I had learned the year before that cost me $25,000. I spent $25,000 on my education to learn how to become an entrepreneur in 6 months' time. And I took that information, I applied it from the trunk of my car, a payphone booth, and a handwritten flyer, managed to make $2,000 profit the first 10 hours, then $6,500 the next 30 hours, quit my full-time job as a cocktail waitress, and worked my business full-time, made $10,000 my first full-time month. By the end of my 10th month, my income has shot up over $80,000 in a month. I made $250,000 the first year, made my first million by the time I was 23, which by the end of my second year, and since then have been earning 7 figures, multiple 7 figures in business. Now, if I can start as a homeless cocktail waitress and go from nothing to a millionaire in 2 years, then so can you. There's nothing at all that could stop you from making that happen, and you're on this call right now for a reason. The person that invited you on this call was one of 2 people. One, someone you are already working with, or someone that you might consider working with in the future. Whoever it was that invited you on the call cared enough about you to take time out of their life, out of their busy schedule, to introduce you to this free call tonight. Tonight, we are going to be showing you 2 types of people. We're going to be showing you the difference between a whiner and a winner and the outcome of both. Tonight, I hope that you posture your heart to listen carefully, to have ears to hear and eyes to see into your life to see which one you are. Now, some of you right now are thinking, I better hang up because I already know I'm the whiner. But I'm also going to uncover how did whiners become that way and how can a whiner dig themselves out of the situation they're in and learn how to win. You're sitting here listening to a woman right now that was a whiner. You're sitting here listening to a woman that lived the life of a whiner, attracted other whiners, who had the outcome of a whiner, but stepped up all of a sudden in one day with one decision to no longer whine but to win. And tonight, no matter which side of the fence you're on, whether you think you're a winner or not, whether you think you're a whiner or not, it is time where the rubber meets the road for us to have eyes to see into our life and say, is the plan that I have established the one that's going to help me win at the end of 2007, or is it going to have me whine at the end of 2007? So tonight's call is going to be fast and furious, and I understand that this is your first time. I am a little difficult for you to listen to. And I apologize for that in advance, but I do get excited when I'm talking about something passionate, and I'm going to be me, you be you, and if you want to whine about how fast I talk or whine about how loud I scream, well, you've already taken your test. Yeah, listen carefully. But anyway, listen, somebody did invite you on this call, and man, that says a lot about the person who invited you. At least shoot them an email, maybe a phone call, just saying, man, thanks. Thanks for caring enough about me. I don't care if it was a stranger that invited you. Do the common courtesy and honor towards the human being that offered a nice gesture for you and your future. This website that Hans just finished telling you about, DaniJohnson.com, DaniJohnson.com, is a website that is available, that has training and equipping available for you, no matter what it is that you do. In fact, for those of you that are listening for the very first time tonight, go ahead and type this in, www.Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, again, Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com, /go now. Again, that is /go now. DaniJohnson.com, go now. If this is your first time on this call, go there now. You'll register there as a free member. It'll entitle you to 30 hours of free training and equipping. As you heard from Hans, book a call like this with our office. The fees are $600 per hour. Why? And why do people pay them? Why have hundreds of people paid $600 per hour to have training like in the form of a call like this? Because it has made them thousands and tens of thousands, and some of my clients, hundreds of thousands of dollars is what it's made them. Well, $18,000 worth of training and equipping is available on that site free for you if you register as a free member. So go now and put in there DaniJohnson.com /go now, and you can register on that website. This call will be uploaded 45 minutes following this call. It'll be uploaded on there. And you can actually type in your responses to the call. You liked it, you hate it, you can put it in there. And if it's helped you in any way, put in how it has helped you. If it hasn't, put in that as well. We post those messages for everybody to see. So let's get on with the call. Well, first of all, what I want to talk to you about, my first point for tonight is authority. You see, there is fantasy versus reality. Fantasy versus reality. You see, there's some of us that are foolishly chasing fantasies right now. We're foolishly thinking that we can put in X effort and expect Y results. It doesn't work that way. The bottom line is if you plant tomatoes, you get tomatoes. You plant corn, you get corn. Unfortunately, we live in a society today where 98% of the population believes somehow if I plant tomatoes, I'm going to get chili peppers, because they're planting one thing and expecting a totally different result. That's the definition of an insanity. They lock people up on the third floor of a mental hospital if you think along those lines. But authority, let's talk about that. You see, if you're in business, now mind you, if I would have gotten on the phone when I was a homeless woman who was destitute, my husband hated me, my father hated me, I had no money, I had no money coming in, and I was just completely, my life had failed. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever encountered a failure before? Have you ever suffered the pain of a failure? Have you ever suffered the disappointment of a failure, the discouragement of a failure? Have you ever suffered that feeling of I will never succeed ever in my life and this must be my lot? Have you ever felt that way before? That's exactly where I was December of 1990, living in the back of my car, showering in public places. places, everything I own in the back of my car, trying to find places to sleep at night. I mean, I know that you have maybe not maybe that bad, or maybe it's even been worse, but if you've ever experienced failure before, then I can put you where I was. The reality was is I was a homeless woman. And see, you carry the authority in what you have personally experienced. I'm going to say that again. You carry the authority in what you have personally experienced. I personally experienced a homeless woman. I had the authority of a homeless woman, which was not much. Then I rose up out of that, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. I rose up out of that and became a millionaire. Therefore, now I carry the authority of a millionaire. I carry different wisdom and knowledge than somebody that is not. And I'm not saying I'm great. I'm saying that my God gave me a second chance. I believe he's giving you a second chance. My God gave me a chance to make a decision to keep whining or to win. He gave me a chance to stay in debt or to become debt free. He gave me a chance to make a mediocre level of income, and he gave me a chance to make a millionaire's income. He gave me a chance to act, walk, talk like an amateur or to act, walk, talk like a professional. You have the same exact chance right here, right now, tonight, tomorrow, and forever to make the same exact choices. And so authority, what does that mean? Well, if you're destitute, broke, and you're walking the authority of someone who's destitute, broke, I would hate to tell you, but that's a bit of a wishy-washy level of authority. We all carry authority in where we want to go. We all carry authority in other areas of our life. If you don't have authority as a millionaire yet, I want you to borrow the authority of somebody that at least leads your children. You have, I know, authority in some area of your life. So you know how to walk, act, and talk as somebody who has authority in something. Have you ever noticed that people that have authority carry a certain impartation of great faith that they impart into others? And I'm talking about the authority of a winner, not the authority of a whiner. Yes. So here's a prime example, and I'll just break it down and make it plain. We have all encountered those people that have wanted to, let's say, start something, you know, and they're a little bit cautious. And in fact, that's a lie. They are a lot of bit cautious. They're extremely cautious to the point that they are fearful. And so they won't make a commitment to get started. They won't make the financial commitment, or they won't make the financial commitment or the calendar commitment, let's say, to get themselves trained with the skills that are necessary to win like a professional, to earn like a professional. And so I'm going to use, because there's only one thing that we have in common, and that's first steps to success, or the DannyJohnson.com system. And so it's like this. It cracks me up. People all the time, they will send an email saying, Danny, I want to get my organization to First Steps to Success, but they just won't go. And my first question always is this: are you registered yourself? Let me show you the difference. If you want to speak from authority, write this down. You have to lead. You have to walk. You have to talk in the direction that you want others to follow. I'm going to say that again. If you want to lead, if you want people to follow, you have to act, walk, and talk in the direction that you want them to go. So, for example, if you want people to step into a high commitment level in your business, whatever that business is, then you have to step into that position yourself. You cannot walk or speak with the authority unless you have experienced it yourself. And so, for example, that, like I said, it cracks me up. Danny, I want to get everybody to First Steps to Success. Well, are you registered? Oh, I'll register, you know, at the door. You will not get anybody to go with you if you have not made the commitment yourself. Why? Because when you've made the commitment yourself, it strengthens, A, your testimony of it. B, it strengthens the authority of that you are going, you are committed, therefore they have a place to follow. If you haven't stepped into the place where you want them to follow, you can't lead them effectively. Here, let me break it down. Here's what it sounds like. You need to go to First Steps to Success, or you need to start with this package, or you need to get a hold of this auto ship, or you need to try this product. You are wishy-washy and weak when you haven't tried that product or service yourself and use it religiously. You do not have the authority if you have not stepped up into that top package yourself. You cannot tell people wholeheartedly to make phone calls and contact everyone they know and contact these leads with authority if you have not done it yourself. You cannot tell somebody that they need to be in Melbourne, Australia on the 17th and 18th of February if you are not going yourself. You cannot tell somebody to go to Los Angeles, California, March 17th and 18th for First Steps to Success if you are not registered yourself. You cannot tell someone to do something that you have not done already with the fullness of authority. And so this is where people scratch their head. I just don't know what's wrong. Well, the bottom line is this. You'll say it differently. Hey, you need to go versus, hey, listen, I am already registered from Melbourne, Australia. I'm going with people. Get registered now so that you may go with people and your check will be directly related that month. Your activity that month will be directly related by the amount of people you have in Melbourne with you or the amount of people that you have in March in Los Angeles with you for First Steps to Success. It's the same with starting in a top package, same exact thing. And so, for example, it's like, listen, this is where I started. I recommend you start in the same place versus, hey, you should start there. You see, there's weakness in the you should start here. But there's authority in this is where I started. This is where I recommend everybody starts. Can you see the difference between the two? And so, listen, I want to encourage you to be a winner instead of a whiner. But let me just show you what does this actually look like. You see, a whiner creates their own whining reality. A whiner creates their own whining reality. The ways of a whiner are as follows. There's no commitment. The ways of a whiner, there is no commitment. You see, they want to get what's free. There's no commitment in what's free. This is why 98% of the population is bound by poverty in the United States of America. This is why 95% of Australians are bound by poverty. Why? Because they want something for nothing. They want something for nothing. They want to see what they can get for free. What bonuses can I get out of this? How much more can I get? What kind of special treatment can I get? Don't you know who I am? What kind of special bonus or special doodad or special free thing will you give me by me just being human? Wow. Get something for nothing. It's sad and it's unfortunate. No one wants it. Whiners will not take responsibility for where they're at. They will not take responsibility for their actions, will not take responsibility for their decisions. Again, they will not take responsibility for their actions. They will not take responsibility for their decisions. They will not take responsibility for their life. They just won't take responsibility for any of it. So they want something for nothing. They want to get what is free, what free bonus. They feel like this entitlement. This is why 98% of the population buys lottery tickets. They want to sew in a dollar and get a million out of it. It is asinine. It is ridiculous. It is foolishness. If somebody's retirement plan, which, by the way, 25% of the Western culture's entire retirement plan is winning the lottery. No joke. That is their retirement plan. I will guarantee you when retirement comes, they will be whining. They will not be winning. They'll be whining about what the government did not do for them. They'll be whining about what their spouse has not done for them. They will be whining about what their job did not do for them. They'll be whining about the 25 businesses they tried and worked that didn't work for them. Trying to get something for nothing. Trying to put in a little bit of something to get a whole lot of result. Bottom line, that is a fantasy. And the reality is you'll be whining at the end. Next is they are the ones, they don't want to do that auto ship. You know how when some businesses that are out there or some plans that are out there, some programs that are out there that, you know, you can get things sent to you automatically, right? And if you're starting in a business and you have the privilege and the honor to contract in a company that supplies you with all the product and all the science and all the development that went through it and all the legal help and all that stuff that you were able to contract in, if you were blessed and you had brains and eyes to see that was a great opportunity that you could subcontract them in, they supply all that for you and all they require is that you are a user yourself. Well, a whiner again, creates their own reality of whining because they will not step up and use that product or service themselves. You see, I can guarantee you, when I ran a nutritional company years ago, nutrition and cosmetic company years ago, and when I ran that company, I used all that we developed. Why? Because it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop it. It cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop that skincare line. And the mask that went with it, and the nutritional supplements, and the shakes, and the herbal supplements, and the energy tonics. It took hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest into that. And so, by golly, I better be a product of that product. Are you with me? I better be someone that uses the service that I am trying to market. And so, but a whiner creates their own reality because they want the lowest amount that they're going to use. They won't use all. They'll just use the smallest amount, and they won't even use it fully committed. They won't even use it every day. They'll use it when they feel like it or when they remember. You see what I'm saying? It's the same lottery mentality, same poverty mentality. I'm going to put in a small bit and hope for a large amount coming out of it. The reality is this: you will be whining at the end of your experience because you carry no authority when you're talking to somebody else about using that product or service. You'll be whining, how come, no, I already talked to all my friends and none of them like it. I already talked to everybody and for some reason it must be the leads. It must be the people I'm talking to. It must be the economy. You see, the whiner will always whine and take no responsibility. They're going to blame something else. But the reality is that what they have sown into it is non-commitment. Wow. I want to hear this message myself again. So here we go. The whiner creates their own whining reality. They create their own disappointment and discouragement by not stepping into the higher level of commitment, whether it's using all those services and products, whether it's using it on an auto ship, whether it's using starting off at a top package. Why? So that you carry the authority. When you're sitting across the desk with a prospect, a future associate, and you say, hey, listen, this is the size of my auto ship. This needs to be the size of yours. For duplication purposes, this is what you need to do. And you need to become, this product needs to be, and this service needs to be all over you. You need to fully believe in it as though you developed it yourself, as though you took the risk yourself of the hundreds of thousands of dollars to develop the entire system. You need to use it as though you were the one that made that investment. You see, that's the mind of a winner. That's the mind of a winner. And when people carry that commitment of a winner, even if they were able to piggyback off of somebody else's knowledge and expertise, and even though they were able to piggyback on somebody else's pain and suffering and risk and investment, they treat it as though it was their own, and they honor it as though it was their own. Therefore, they attract winners instead of whiners. Next, these whiners are people that are always, and this is a crack up, hey, yeah, I heard about that Danny Johnson script book. Man, that thing sounds really, really awesome. And man, the supplemental script book, my gosh, man, you know, almost, you know, we're talking like 50, 60 scripts that are, you know, cover every single scenario, prospecting scenario you could ever imagine, from cold market to warm market to leaving voicemail messages and closing scripts and group presentation closing scripts and referrals, how to get referrals, that script's in there, you know, how to practice on people, that script's in there, the opinions in there, you know, face-to-face conversation, situational prospecting, talking to your accountant, I mean, talking to your attorney, talking to your doctor, the script is in there, you know, talking to people you haven't talked to in a long time, talking to people that you're terrified of, all the scripts are in there for all of it. Man, that thing sounds real good. Hey, why don't you buy one? And we'll split the cost and just make me a photocopy of it and burn me a copy of the CDs. Wow. Hey, you know, when I get paid, I'm going to want to purchase those North Carolina CDs because, man, those North Carolina CDs, those sound incredible. Man, A to Z, getting your foundation set up for your business, how to talk to people, how to communicate, how to start them, how to close them, how to build momentum, how to understand the different types of personalities that exist in it. Man, even how to manage my time. Man, those CDs sound incredible. Can you burn me a copy of those? In fact, could you burn me 10 copies so I can give them to my people? Wow. Little do they know that there is a God watching. And it's a God who wrote the rules of prospering. And in those rules of prospering, you see 2% of the population understands this law. They understand the law. Actually, there's two laws that were unfolded here today. Number one, the first law is the law of influence. And the influence that the whiner has over other people is cheating them out of winning. That very conduct I just expressed to you is cheating yourself and all those you will have influence over. It's cheating them out of winning because you cannot sow like that and win for long. You can't. You can't act like that, do like that, walk like that, talk like that, and win long term. It's impossible. It will catch up to you. The second one that was robbed, the second law that was robbed is reaping and sowing. You see, you sow sparingly or grudgingly or sow even cheating, you will reap cheating. You will reap sparingly. You will reap grudgingly. Oh, you might make money, but it'll be the hardest money you've ever earned. Oh, you may from time to time see some growth, but it'll be the hardest striving uphill battle you've ever experienced. And then you will whine about it. Then the whiner who tried to create success through cheating or create success through cutting corners or creating success by being foolish, oh yeah, they might have a little bit of success that doesn't last very long, but it'll be very hard and not worth it. So here in this case, here's what 2% of the population knows. This is what winners know. Play the game straight. Play by the rules. Sow generously. Reap generously. Sow generously. Reap generously. That's what they know. So the whiner creates his own reality. Why? Because the law of attraction, we attract exactly who we are. We receive what we have done, clearly. See, here's another one. This one's a crack up. Hey, man, that first step to success, man, that thing sounds awesome. Gosh, that's exciting. I cannot wait till I can make some money first so that I can go. I can't wait, you know, to make some money first so I can get that top package. I can't wait to make some money first so I can get a hold of some of those leads. Whoa. There's another huge violation of that law. You see, there is a God watching. And there is a law of prosperity that is activated, and it's actually the only law that he says, test me on this. It's the only one that he says, you can test me here. It's real. You see, hey, why don't you go to that thing, man, that first test, man, shoot. You see all those testimonials? Those testimonials are incredible. Homeless people going to making a six-figure income their first year? Dang. Now you got retail storefront owners that went from, you know, doubling their six-figure business now as a million-dollar business. Dang. Wow. That realtor that made $40,000 in 4 months and her first year made nothing? Wow. Hey, listen, why don't you go? And then email me your notes. I'll read them. I promise I'll apply everything I learn. Wow. Again, trying to cheat. Trying to cut corners. Again, thinking you got a better way. Only creating your own whining reality. The own whining reality of it doesn't work, it's too hard, and then we quit and blame the business. Some people actually are professional whiners. They've been whining for so long, they have authority in their whining. They are totally convinced that it was because of their ex-husband. They are totally convinced it was because of that leader they were following that failed them. They are totally convinced it's because their father did not encourage them. They are totally convinced that their boss did not recognize them. They are totally convinced that their God had failed them and misdirected them. They are totally convinced wholeheartedly that they are nothing but a poor victim, that nothing ever works out right for them, that nothing ever goes their way, that they never seem to get lucky, that nothing ever seems to be easy, that nothing ever seems to turn out good for them, that everything always winds up just a pile of horse dung, and nothing ever is even worthy of their time other than Oprah and Jerry Springer and Seinfeld. Why is this the way of the whiner? Isn't it sad? Because when they go to build their business, they reap what they have sown. They encounter people that don't want that auto ship, that won't start at the top, that want something for nothing, that won't talk to people, that won't invest into first steps and getting themselves professionally trained, that won't purchase advertising campaigns so they can grow their business with great momentum. No, the whiners are whining. I did that once. I went to one. I tried one of those one time. Wow. What did you do with that top package that you purchased? What did you do with the information that came from First Steps to Success? What did you do with the people you talked to? Did you actually use the information that you learned? Did you stick to those scripts? What did you do with the products that you purchased? Did you actually do what you were told to do? It's a great question. You see, winners are going to take the ball and they're going to run with it. They're going to follow directions. They're going to apply what has been learned willingly. They are going to follow through with what they have started. But the whiners are looking for the magic potion, the magic pill. They're looking for the magic shortcut. There is no magic pill. There is no magic shortcut. There is no magic potion. There is no magic formula. It is the formula that has been written since the beginning of time, and there's proof all over the planet that the formula works. There's proof all over the planet that reaping and sowing is a law that works. There's proof all over the planet that the law of attraction works, that the law of influence works. There's proof everywhere. And yet we have 98% of the population whining, trying to change what has been set in motion since the beginning of time, and blaming somebody or something as to why things aren't working for them, where the reality is that a whiner creates their own whining reality, and a winner creates their own winning reality. You see, here we go. We start attracting these kinds of people that are non-committed. And they say, hey, listen, let me talk to some people first before I start at that top package. Let me talk to a few friends before I commit to having a business presentation. Let me talk to a few people first to see if I have anyone interested that would want these kind of products. You have to understand me here. If you let people do that, that's because you're not committed yourself. And that's because you have not yet experienced what works. It is impossible for that person to go and create something out of nothing. It's impossible for that person to go see if they can find a few people interested in the product before they purchase some of those products themselves. Why? Because there's no commitment. If they get a little bit of resistance, they fold. And they say, no, I don't know anybody who wants any of that stuff. Give me a break. Could you imagine a doctor who shows up with one class of information, does not save the life and say, oh, well, it didn't work. I guess that procedure sucks. No, you suck. You don't get it. Because if you're not trained on how to talk to those people and create an eager desire in that person to want what you have, your activity is foolish. Fantasy versus reality. Reality, lack of skill produces no or little results. High skill produces higher results. Get it? So if you are that person that has a tendency of the whining, you're in that whiner category, and again, I'm going to tell you how to get out of it, but if you're in that whiner category, you'll let people go and do something foolish, like go see if they can find some customers before they purchase themselves some inventory. You'll let them go talk to some people first before they actually get started as a rep or an associate in your program. You'll actually let them go talk to somebody without a script book, without a script, without them listening to the call or listening to the quick start training calls that are on DannyJohnson.com. You'll actually let them do that before they actually start to get themselves equipped. Where there is no commitment, there is no ownership. Where there is no ownership, there is no success. Where there is no commitment, there is no ownership. Where there is no ownership, there is no success. When you have invested everything you have into something, you will work with all you've got to get the result you're after. Wow, that's good. So the inevitable happens. The whiner fails. They make no money. And they blame everybody else for their failure. I tried one of those before. It didn't work. See, I told you it wasn't going to happen. They blame the business. They blame their leadership. They blame the company. They blame the services. They blame the economy. They blame. They take no responsibility, and here they are. If you're blaming, you're whining. You only have authority in the something that you have experienced yourself. Now, some of you are saying right now, but Danny, you know what? I have started a top package. I have gone to First Steps to Success. I am starting to apply those things, but I still have a hard time carrying the authority that I could help them to succeed. Guess what? You're right. You're not supposed to. That's what I'm here for. That's what your leadership is there for. Until you step into that, as you're starting to become successful by stopping the whining, and starting the activity, taking action, making more calls, troubleshooting why it's not working, continuously doing what a winner does. A whiner goes to one First Steps to prove that it didn't work. A winner goes to one First Steps to get their first step. They go to First Steps again to get their second step. They go to First Steps again to get the third, and again to get the fourth, and again to get the fifth, and again to get the 12th, and again to get the 20th. This is why we have people who have gone from nothing to six figures and some of them seven figures, because they will not stop winning and they will not stop coming. You see, a winning team goes to practice every single day, not once every 6 months. A whiner expects to go once to one practice to show up for the game and win. Impossible. But a winner knows that it takes practice. It takes drilling. It takes repetition. It takes consistency. It takes diligence. A winner knows these things. So they do not expect to go to one and to go, oh, did it happen to me? Did I get it? Do I got it? No. They know better than that. They know better than that. So listen, if you're not experiencing success, I promise you, if you're on the road as a winner and you're not on the road of a whiner and you are consistently doing what is necessary, then you will begin to walk in that authority. In fact, you're already called into that authority. If you're already stepping out in it, the authority comes with it. Did you hear me? If you're stepping out in it, the authority comes with it because you're in the middle of the experience of it. Now you have to speak it and where you're going. That's faith for your future. So, are your words wishy-washy? Is your tone wishy-washy? Record yourself sometime and see. You see, here's what it is. Well, you know, I'm not sure if this is really something that you want to do. But, you know, you could sign this application if you want to, and you could get this package, or you could start with the bottom package, whatever one you're most comfortable with. That's so wishy-washy. You know, and here's this trainer over here, Danny Johnson. You know, if you get around to it, maybe you might want to listen to some of the stuff that's on the website. Hey, and listen, if she comes to town, you might want to go to First Steps. And, you know, maybe if you think about it, you might want to bring somebody along. You know, and if there's anything, you know, if there's one thing you do this year, you definitely need to go to a First Step sometime this year. All of that is so wishy-washy. There is no call to action in any of that. And there is nothing in what you said that is going to help them. Nothing in what you said is going to help them. Let me tell you what works. Okay, Joe, here's the deal. here's what's going on. Grab a pen and paper right now, because what I'm about to tell you is going to change the entire course of your business. And if you desire for your business to be profitable, I've got some instructions for you to take immediately. You see, Joe, this opportunity is going to come and it's going to go. It is time-sensitive information that if you participate with this time-sensitive information, you have the greatest shot at having the largest profits possible. Are you ready for this information? Now, Joe, I'm going to give this information to you, and whether or not you take advantage of it is up to you. Your results will be proven by what you do with this information. So, Joe, I also am going to be telling Mark and Linda and Joseph about this information. And I'm looking for the one that is going to step up, take action immediately on this information, and they will be the next testimony that we are talking about next month. So, Joe, write this down. And there you go. That's a bit different than... Now, let me give it to you. Joe, here's the deal. www.dannyjohnson.com. Register as a free member. If you plan on earning big profits, become a pro member now. It's going to enable you to over 100, maybe 200 training calls that are going to be supplementing your diet for profits. Put this on your calendar now. In fact, click on events, register for March 17th and 18th. If you're in the U.S., March 17th and 18th. Los Angeles, California. Do you have a list of things to do, Joe? You do? Great. Put on there book flight for L.A. Book hotel. The hotel information where this event is taking place is right there on the website. Add it to your task list. Book hotel, book airfare. Southwest flies cheap from anywhere to Los Angeles. Try them. Okay? Next. You need to get a hold of the Script Books and North Carolina. Click on products. Order those now. Next, we're going to book your first presentation, and we're going to start making you money immediately. How much do you want to make your first week, Joe? These are all statements that bring action. Not, hey, well, you know, if your schedule's okay, well, maybe we might be able to book something, and maybe we could start making you some kind of money. That's wishy-washy. That's coming from a whining root, not a winning root. A whiner goes to work. A winner whines about working. Okay, so I told you in the beginning of the call I would tell you how a whiner gets there and what he should do. Why has the whiner taken this path? I will tell you why. How do I know why? Because just like you, I have suffered discouragement. Just like you, I have suffered through the pain, the deep pain of disappointment, whether it's the self-disappointment or the disappointment in others, whether it's discouraged because of what I'm not or discouraged about what others are not, whether it was discouraged about what my business wasn't doing or it was discouraged about what my business wouldn't do. Past failures is the biggest reason for whining. Past failures is also the biggest reason for not willing to make a wholehearted commitment to get wholehearted results. Why were there past failures? Usually because you did not possess the skills to succeed. And skills can be learned by anybody. You can learn a new skill. You can develop a new skill. You learn how to walk and talk. The skills that you have now in your job or in your parenting or whatever, cooking, whatever. You did not possess the skill at first, but now you do because you made an investment of time. And if you possess a professional skill, you made an investment of money. All professional skills are the fruit of an investment of money into oneself. All professional skills are developed through an investment of money, investing on learning how to do it from somebody else that was a pro, or investment of money in major mistakes of learning how to do it wrong before you could learn how to do it right. Number two reason for past failures is that you did not have direction. You did not have direction. You see, when you don't have direction, you walk in confusion. When you walk in confusion, the fruit is frustration. The fruit of confusion is frustration. The fruit of frustration is stress and anxiety and worry. When we lack direction, we wind up in failure and disaster and wasting time. And yet so few people, you see, a winner is always looking for direction. A winner is always looking, tell me, show me, guide me. I will do what you tell me to do. That's a winner. But a whiner wants to look for easier directions. A whiner wants to look for the directions that are free. A whiner wants to look for directions that they like. They want to look for directions that are easy. A winner is not looking for that. A winner is looking to just direct me, show me, and I will go, and I will persist, and I will do what it takes. Number three, that you did not possess a support system, a team. It's another reason for past failure. Did not possess a team, a support system, people that would gird you up in prayer, people that would come alongside you and comfort you during those trying times of preparation, people that maybe did not support you during those moments of discouragement and disappointment, maybe a support system that weren't there to cheer you on when you really needed it. When I look back at past failures, these are reasons. These are things that happened that I didn't have, that I didn't know I needed in order for me to succeed. So a support system, maybe you didn't have a support team to gird you along. Come on, even Alcoholics Anonymous knows the importance of a support system. That in the very beginning, you need to plug into that support system every day. And then once you get a little stronger, you could go every other day. And then you get a little stronger, and then maybe once a week. And then a little stronger, now you are the support system for somebody else. Do you understand? But you still have got to plug in once a month. As you get stronger, your support system is you're supporting others. So that's another reason for past failures. And last, and probably the biggest reason for failure, is you did not have a mentor. You did not have a mentor. I'm not talking about the kind of coaches that are available these days. Man, everybody is a coach these days. I mean, everybody is a coach. I hate even being called one because anybody can take this little course that just holds people accountable. To me, a coach is a bit bigger than someone just holding you accountable. A coach is pulling out your best. A coach is actually someone who's experienced the game themselves because they have succeeded in that game, and they're showing you exactly the secrets and strategies that they have learned, and they're passing that on to you without you having to pay the price of the pain that it took to get there. And so a mentor, you know, that is the only area in which one can learn where it is a guarantee of success. All other methods of learning have a chance for failure, but this is the only one, being personally mentored, someone taking you by the hand and showing you step by step how to do it and then watching you do it. That is really the biggest cause for failures, past failures. So just those four things. There's many more, but these are just four things. So what do you do about it? Unfortunately, maybe through conditioning and experience, you've learned to whine about not having the skill instead of being a winner and finding and investing into the skill. That we've learned to whine about not having direction or trying to find easier direction or trying to find directions that you like to do instead of what you need to do. A winner's going to be pointed in that direction and take steps whether they know how or not. And if they don't know how, they'll invest to learn how. Number three. Is that support team? A whiner will whine about not having the support team, whine about who's not encouraging them, whine about who's not there for them, whine about who's kicking them while they're down. Instead of a winner looking strategically to pick by hand who that support team will be for them. I surround myself with a support team, a spiritual support team, an encouraging support team, a support team that has wisdom to pour into me, and a team that holds me accountable, and then a mentor, and a mentor that is going to take you by the hand and show you step by step how to do it. And sometimes, to be honest with you, my friends, mentors are far and few. They truly are. Why? They're busy. They're busy succeeding. They're busy doing what they do. And the reality is a lot of them don't have time for you. Why? Because you don't have what they need, but you clearly need what is in them. You need what they have. Do whatever the cost is to acquire them. Do that. Some people, they feel doomed for gloom. Nothing ever works for me. Past is not the future, my friend, unless you submit to your past. If you have a pattern of looking for what's easy and a way out, you're going to wind up with nothing, and then you will whine about it. The result of a whiner is that they're no longer teachable, no longer hungry. It is replaced with, I don't need anybody or anything. I don't need what you have. Or it is replaced with, I need someone else to do it for me. I need somebody else to call those people. I need somebody else to give me the money. I need somebody else to go to First Steps to Success for me and give me your notes. I need somebody else to purchase those products and make CDs for me. It's this self-serving mentality, which is sad, which is really sad. How do you get out of it? You have to take one step at a time in the right direction. I've given you the wrong way to go, and I've also showed you the right way to go. You take one step in the right direction. We're giving you directions. Direction one, go now and get yourself registered for First Steps to Success. Don't you dare go, oh, well, I can't afford. That is just still whining. Go now. Click on the products. Get yourself your North Carolina and your script books. If you already have those, and if you are already working on getting people involved with what you're doing, then you need to know how to motivate them. You need to know what to do with them next. You need to know how to put them to work. You need to know the secrets and the major pitfalls that are out there that will trip you the first time you get someone started. That's expose, involve, and upgrade. That is at home presentation success tip. That is the insider secrets. They're all in there. Okay, what do you need? One step at a time. Like what I said in the beginning, mentors are busy. And my mentor, to be honest with you, was a video. How pathetic is that? My mentor right now is a video. Why? They're few and hard to find. I've been searching and looking and begging and asking, willing to pay $10,000 a day for it. Far and few. Videos. Watching videos 2-3 hours a day. Listening 1-2 a day. This is no joke. This is where I am right now. Searching for that, listening over and over, reading books. I'm not kidding you. Minimum 4 hours a day, I am learning. Minimum 4 hours a day from somebody that has what I want. So, my friends, you've got to learn to do the same thing. We've told you it's simple. Get your autoship. Get that top package. Get registered. Bring people. Are you with me? Call people. Get those leads. Are you with me? You want to know where to get leads? Go to our website in the vendors area. You'll find it. Okay? So that's what it is. That's what it is. Take the right step. What do you do with the whiner? Well, you get him on this call. You get him to First Steps. And by the way, this call is only available for free on the website for 7 days. You better get every whiner you know listening to this call. Get him or her to First Steps to Success. If that doesn't bring him to a decision that I'm going up, that I am done with this life, I'm finished with mediocrity, I'm done with blame, I'm done with resentment, I'm done with unforgiveness, I am finished with who I have been, and it's time for me to step up and win. If First Steps to Success does not do it, if it does not at least have them step up into the next step of creating a dynasty and step up into making phone calls and making things happen, Wash your hands, my friend. You did your part. Don't do anything else for that person other than pray and encourage them. Do not spend time with them. You need to spend time where your time is deserved and not needed. The whiner has to make a conscious choice to hedge his weaknesses of negativity, to hedge his weaknesses of lack and procrastination. In the beginning, he has to listen to far more audios and watch more DVDs than any other person. In the beginning, he's got to set up new habits, habits of action, action now, not thinking about doing it, but taking action now. Meanwhile, you work where you're deserved and not needed. Who is the winner? How did he get there? I will tell you, oftentimes, it's the former whiners. The winner is the former whiner who got sick and tired of where they were, got sick and tired of themselves, and made a decision that enough is enough, that no matter what I'm doing, I'm going straight to the top. It doesn't matter if it happens overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. I don't care what it takes. I don't care what the cost. I'm going straight towards my destiny. That's what it is. What you focus on is what you get good at. What you don't focus on, you neglect. What you neglect dies. What you feed lives. Tying this all together, here's the deal. I believe you're on this call for one of two reasons. One, to continue to stir the winner that is in you, or to pull the winner out of you by absolutely killing the whiner that's been coming out of you. I believe that you're on this call because maybe you've been on the fence between whining and winning. I believe you're on this call because 2007 is supposed to help you step up and be all that you were called to be. I believe that you will walk like a winner this year. That's why you're on this call. I believe that you will say goodbye to the whiner that has been within you from the past. I believe that this year that you will make winning decisions, not whining decisions. I believe that you will earn a winner's income and not a whiner's income. I believe that you will be a winner this year, attracting winners, not a whiner attracting whiners. I believe that you will win and work like a winner this year instead of whine about the work. I believe that you will earn a winner's level of income instead of a whiner's level of income. I believe that you will overcome as a winner overcomes. I believe that you will win a business. And I'm not talking about for nothing. I'm talking about that you will earn it through diligence, through commitment, through persistence. I believe that you will put forth the effort this year to make sure that you are in that winning category in the 2%, and I believe that you will earn that six-figure income or that seven-figure income that you desire. And I believe that this year, as you walk in the ways of a winner instead of the ways of a whiner, that as you walk in the ways of a winner, that you will give far more than you've ever given to every charity that your heart desires to give to. I believe as you walk in the way of a winner, that you will have things, that you have major breakthroughs in your marriage this year. You'll have major breakthroughs with your children, that you'll have relationships that you do not know was possible. I believe that your business this year, as you walk in the ways of a winner, that your business will become easier than it's ever been before. As you walk in the ways of a winner, that you will absolutely have a burden lifted off of you of debt this year. And that is your choice. To choose the way of a whiner will only give you the result of a whiner. To walk in the ways of a winner will give you the result of that winning the gold medal this year in every single area of your life. You're on this call for that reason. Get off of the whining side. It's time to step up to the winning side. You and your family need you to do it. Those that you are about to talk to need you to step into the authority of a winner instead of walking in the ways of a whiner. I believe in you, and I am totally confident that if you make this decision now and you step up and you take action now, that as you take that action right this minute, that you are setting in motion the authority that is necessary to win. It's about taking one step at a time. You go now and you take the steps that are in front of you right this minute and start taking that action as a winner and say goodbye to the whiner. Hans, the call is back to you.
Thanks, Danny. That was absolutely awesome. Guys, listen, we want to get your feedback on the call tonight to tell us what you thought about the call, to give us your feedback, your comments, and your testimonials. You're going to want to go over to telldanny.com, TellDanny.com. That'll take you directly to our website. If you haven't logged in or if you're not a member, you can log in at that page. And you can actually give us your feedback and comments on tonight's call. As Danny mentioned earlier, this call will be posted very shortly tonight, and we will send an email out. It'll be available in our free members area for approximately 7 days, and so you'll want to make sure that you get a chance to listen to that again and get your people listening to it. If you're new on this call tonight, or even if you're not new, there's 3 steps to close this call out. Number one is you want to register at the website. If you are not a DannyJohnson.com Work at Home Profit Zone member, you can sign up and become a free member. You can get access to over 30 training calls that will teach you everything from prospecting, closing, how to grow your business, how to find new prospects, new leads, and there's over 30 calls in our free members area along with a bunch of other amazing content. If you go to DannyJohnson.com/go now, that's DannyJohnson.com/go now, you can register, become a free member from tonight's call. That's step number one, is you need to register on the site. Step number two, you heard Danny talk about a lot of training tools. You've probably heard about our script book, the North Carolina CDs, Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. There's several success tools on there. You're going to want to start to plug into those tools and start following that success path. And step number three, get yourself registered to see Danny at our next live event, whether it's out in Australia, in Melbourne, later on this month, on the February 17th and 18th in Australia, or in the U.S. in Los Angeles, California, March 17th and 18th. So other than that, folks, it was an awesome call. Great to have you on. Go to telldanny.com right now and let us know what you thought. Thanks a lot and good night.